Success Systems presents an opportunity to change your life, starring you and your dreams. What do you want from life? Nothing is impossible. You have the power of choice because the doctor is in to write a prescription to cure what ails you. And now, here he is to make a house call for you, Raphael, the Doctor Love.
Hello and welcome to the next episode of the Doctor Love Show. I am the doctor and I'm here today to discuss pain. Yes, that wonderful word that we all love and enjoy so much, pain. If you stop and realize how pain can be a tool or motivator or any of the above, we realize that we have the ability to do whatever it is we want as long as we associate pain to it. For example, if you have a friend who gets on your nerves because they never shut up, they just can incessantly just get right underneath your skin like bamboo shoots under a fingernail, like fingernails on a chalkboard. They get on your nerves so much that you just want to reach out and touch them. On the other hand, if you stop and think about every time you think about that person, you associate that person with everything you don't like. For example, me, I personally don't like dark chocolate. It's just, it's bitter. It just doesn't work for me. So for me, that would be pain. So for all those things in my life that I want to get rid of or delete or remove, I associate the pain of either dark chocolate or that guy who just gets on your nerves and just wears you out. And then you have a tendency to be less inclined to head in that direction. If we could do that on a larger scale, we can associate pain to the things that hold us back as well. For example, people who happen to enjoy sitting on the couch and watching television program after television program after television program. Hours go by, days go by, they gain weight. They become enthusiastic about doing nothing. Let's associate pain with the television. Anytime we look at the TV, we see fingernails on a chalkboard, the whiny voice of that guy who just gets on your nerves. And then all of a sudden, now we have the motivation to get up off the couch and just do something else. Not necessarily get out and walk and join the 100-mile challenge. You have the ability to just say, I'm going to do something different today. I'm going to read a book. I'm going to listen to a podcast produced by a wonderful individual such as the doctor. Or I'm just going to get on the phone and call some of my family that I haven't talked to in a while. I'm going to reestablish some connections. I'm going to get that warm, fuzzy feeling that I get when I talk to my little sweetheart. Oh, yeah. I love it when I talk to her. She makes me feel so good. Or he, depending on who you are and your circumstance, polyamorous other, you know how that goes. These are the things that give us the juice of life. Now, if watching TV, sitting on the couch gives you juice, I applaud you. However, over time, it will cost you. I want to give everybody the tools that they need to be able to lift themselves up from where they are and be able to see a new horizon, see new possibilities. See that today can be a day that's just a little bit different than any other day, and that tomorrow can be better. Why do I do this, you ask? Why do I even give a rat's hind parts about you? I look at it like this. Every time I do a podcast, every time I have one of these conversations with you, I'm also talking to myself. I'm also mentoring myself on these same thoughts so that I can integrate them and make them a part of my life. And by doing that, it makes me better, makes me stronger, gives me more of ability to be there for the people that I work with. Now, I was working with someone the other day, and they were having some difficulties in their life, and they were really emotionally caught up in the midst of a very personal and deep situation. I was using this sort of a technique to help them understand if you get underneath all the stuff, underneath all the pain, underneath all those things that are really causing you to be locked up, you can kind of move them out the way. Not necessarily get rid of them forever and ever, but you can just move them out the way to give yourself some room to breathe, some room to really kind of say, okay, this is where I am. I know I have to deal with this, but I'm okay right in this little space for right now. And you can just stretch out a little bit. Get yourself centered where you can say, I want this in my life, or I don't want this in my life. The more you do that, the more you expand, take a deep breath. And you know how your lungs expand when you take a really deep breath? Let's try that now. Everybody, take a really deep breath. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. Deep breath in. Hold it. Then deep breath out. That feeling that you get when you let that air out is that feeling of your muscles saying, yes, we're relaxed. Because a lot of times we shallow breathe. We just almost like panting because we're so nervous and we're thinking about so much stuff and we're spread so thin across so many projects and so many things that we want to get done that we miss the opportunity to just stop for a second, breathe, and remember that our health and our life is more important than any other project, to-do, item, list, thing thrown at you. You must be able to live to be able to get it done. And if you're not living and breathing, you're unconscious or they're closing the box in on you. Which do you prefer to have as a regular occurrence for you? Because you only get the box closed in on you once. Once they do that, then you're done. For me, I want to breathe and live a long and vibrant life, and I hope you feel the same way, and I hope that these tips and pointers help you do exactly that. Join me on the next episode of the Dr. Love Show, and feel free to call the voicemail as listed in the podcast below or on the contact page on RaphaelLove.com. Leave me a voicemail message of what you think about the Dr. Love Show. With that, I'm going to end this episode, and I look forward to speaking with you on the next episode of the Dr. Love Show.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Love Show. If you want more of the doctor, you can find him in iTunes at RaphaelLove.com. Be sure to give us feedback and let him know what you want to hear more about. He does the show for you. So if you like it, text a friend. And if you don't, let him know so he can fix it up. Here's to achieving all your dreams. The doctor is out.